The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And a very warm welcome as well. Welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers. And for this edition of the podcast, I'm delighted to be joined by William Hill Racing Radio Pundit, and that is Mr. Tom Morley. Tom, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Bobby.
Nice trip up for you this morning?
Busy, for some reason.
Was it busy?
Yeah, I don't know why. Don't know where everyone's going.
Well, which way do you come up? The A1?
A1, yeah.
Very, very busy.
It's one
of them sorts of roads, isn't it, the A1, where it's like it either moves fantastically or it just doesn't move. Was it doesn't move?
Oh, no. It was moving. There were just lots of lorries overtaking and taking their time to overtake, you know, one doing 56, one doing 55.
You were getting frustrated then?
Yeah.
Listen, just before we get your selections ahead of racing tomorrow. Now, just off microphone, you told me that you've got a fair few runners this week. For people listening now who maybe are not aware, Tom is owns how many horses do you own now? Is it about 30? Is it more?
It'll be a few more, but it'll be a few less next week.
Oh, you're selling a few?
Yeah.
Where are they going?
Well, they're going at Newmarket at Tattersall's. I don't know where they'll end up.
Oh, no. I meant what sale are they? So,
Tattersall's at Newmarket.
Yeah. All right, okay. I was quite sure if it was like the Ascot sale or the Gough sale or something,
Tattersall's.
Like that. Tattersall's. Yeah. So, yeah, Tom owns a fair few horses. And as you just mentioned as well, after next week, it will be a few less, and he'll probably gain a few more along the way as well. And the one we're going to talk about first is that there's a listed race at Tipperary on Thursday even at 6:45 over the Flying Five, and he has Strive for Glory, trained by Robert Cowell, and Willie Lee's on board as well.
Yeah, he's got a good record at Tipperary, hasn't he? I mean, I can't say I know a huge amount about some of the rivals, and I've not had a great chance to look at the race yet because it was obviously going on, the declarations being 24 hours were going on as I was driving up, but there's a couple of Qatar horses there, Air Force Jet and Illusionist. Air Force Jet should do a bit better, I think, on the faster ground at Tipperary. But I think, you know, I think we might do, well, we didn't do badly at Ascot, but I think faster ground should suit us better than the ground we had to put up with at Ascot. So hopefully he can, you know, be competitive. And I picked it over going to Sandown because Sandown's a bit of a nightmare with the draw and stuff. So we'll see what happens. But be interesting.
Good jockey booking as well with Billy Lee.
Yeah, like I said, I think he's one of the top guys, especially at Tipperary. So when I was having a look around and trying to get answers from the Irish jockeys to see, because obviously there is another meeting at Bellerstown, isn't it, where this is a mixed meeting. So obviously some of them will be going to the other meeting. But, you know, I saw that he had a cracking record at Tipperary, so that helped me make my decision too.
And is he over there now, Strive for Glory?
I don't know. I haven't asked him. I presume he's going today. I've got no idea, to be honest. It's not till tomorrow evening, so I presume he may be in transit. Presumably he hadn't left before 10 o'clock in case I chose to run him at Sandown instead.
so when he's on the ferry heading across, as soon as he got there, you tell me he's got to come back and head to Sandown.
I'm not that harsh. Well, sometimes.
What else have you got running towards the back end of the week? So you've got a few more.
Don't know about Saturday yet, but Friday. Oh, I think Allegiant runs tomorrow as well. Do you know? I can't even remember where. Might be Epsom. Epsom tomorrow?
Yeah, Epsom tomorrow night.
But I haven't looked at that race at all. Then Friday, first race at Sandown on Friday. I've got three of the seven runners. Leo Minor, Swiss Knight and Jamira Bridge.
Is it your horse or is it your mum's horse?
Which one?
The one you just mentioned. Allegiant.
Yeah. That's mine.
That shows.
It's mine. I own half of it.
I'm looking for your silks.
Yeah, it's my silks. I can't remember. It's long mile and mile two, something like that.
Yeah, I'm just whizzing through them now just as we...
Pactolus, he runs again on Friday at Sandown. Couldn't make up my mind if I wanted to run on Friday or Saturday, but and picked the Friday. I wasn't sure they'd go fast enough and make it into a slog over the mile on Saturday. So, and yeah, there'll be a few more on Saturday, but yet to be confirmed.
Allegiant is the 8:50 at Epsom.
Oh, past my bedtime.
So yeah, so it's the final race on the card. The lucky lass, you may say.
Mm. So probably for someone else.
Yeah, do you know who's riding him? I will give you a clue.
Okay.
If I've got this right, did you watch the race last night? What your horse ran in at Chepstow?
Yeah.
Right. The horse what won that job? I think if I've got this right.
Oh,
that's
Callum Shepherd.
That's the.
I remember now.
Oh, brilliant! Right then, two selections for tomorrow, please. We've already mentioned that there's so much racing. That there's Haydock, there's Perth, there's everything tomorrow. But where are your two selections going to be, please?
I'm going to go to Haydock first of all. Probably not the most original selection because it's in the 5 o'clock, which is the 5 furlong 0-75 apprentice handicap, and I'm going with Dapper Man. I mean, when he gets on a roll, he actually pretty much seems to stay in form. He won this race last year off 76 carrying a penalty, having beaten Musharraf a few days earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He beat Musharraf in this race last year too. And he's not much higher this time around. So since being beaten by Musharraf at Ripon, he's kicked on and won at Pontefract, leading from start to finish. Then went to Hamilton, and he won in an embarrassingly easy fashion, leading from start to finish, unchallenged, did a lightning time, breaking the track record. You know, he's actually £5 well in. He's got a really good young apprentice, Angus Villiers, on. He just looks the one to beat. Old Musharraf turns up again. And as I say, he actually did beat Dapper Man, but then he was behind him at Pontefract, and two runs since then for Musharraf have been disappointing. So coupled with Dapper Man improving, I think Dapper Man should have that one hopefully taken care of. Brandy Station is one of five for Lisa Williamson, and the only one in the handicap, but he's out of form, and the ones that are out of the handicap, well, they're very hard to fancy. Tony's a star. She's enjoyed the all-weather this winter, winning three times at Wolverhampton. Non-runner on fast ground last month, and that's got to be a worry for this fast five. Mark had shot up over the winter anyway, so it's probably needing help in the weights now. Economic Crisis, won at Catterick, but that was soft ground. I think that one wants rain. Q20 Boy, lightly raced, still a maiden. Only had the one run so far this year. I mean, it was okay, not spellbinding. And Boudicca Bay, bit in and out, looked a good prospect winning at Musselburgh, but disappointed at Beverley and then showed more at Nottingham last time. That might be one of the main rivals to Dapper Man, but really, all things considered, Dapper Man looks, you know, a pretty good chance to defend his crown, not deserve. He might deserve it too.
Where's the second selection going to be, please?
Down at Epsom, okay. And it's the 6:05, the 1 mile, 4 furlong, 0-80 handicap, ladies' derby handicap. So, my selection in this is Blazing Saddles, and we've got Serena Brotherton on board, so that's usually a good start. 2012, last time she won the race, but we've seen over however many years how useful she is in this type of contest. Horses just seem to run for her. Blazing Saddles has just one victory to his name. That was a novice race at Thirsk over a year ago. Had a short campaign last season, gelded once it ended, returned to the track this season in April. Didn't run well at Doncaster. And then the headgear came on for next time. Newmarket, not a lot better. But Lingfield at the start of the June, things started to click. Actually looked like he had the race in the bag when hitting the front two out. Probably paid for stalking the overly strong pace. Idled, wing spur passed him late on. Promise continue back again at Lingfield next time. Having been held up, challenged the all-the-way winner strongly, just couldn't get past. Perhaps he had to come from a bit too far back or just met a very game opponent. But that was longer than this trip. Confirms the distance is fine. And there's linkage between Lingfield and Epsom, isn't there? Because we saw that from this year's Classics, for instance. Been frustrating, Blazing Saddles, but he's unexposed. He is improving and he is getting it together at last. So I'm giving him a good chance in this contest. I mean, I guess one of the main rivals there will be Tapis Libra. Surprised the race isn't named after him because he's won it four times in 2013, 16, 17 and 18. And what's more, he ran an eye-catching race last time at York. So no surprise if everything has been geared to this day once again for Tapis Libra. But hopefully Blazing Saddles will have the measure of that. And I think most of the others look fairly exposed as well. So I'm going to say Blazing Saddles can end his frustrating sequence and come out on top.
Thanks so much, Tom. Great to work with you here on the podcast. So the team for Thursday here on William Hill Racing Radio are Ross Briley, Craig Forsyth and Chris Pimlott. They'll be taking you through all the afternoon and evening action, and it gets underway at 1:50.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.